In Asach's form state that this is going on the Melchoma Keneged Oyev, Keneged Yetzer Hore, Melchemes HaYetzer, Unesonei Hashem Alekecha B'Yadecha, Ilmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi, Lo Yocholei, you have Siyata D'Shmai from the Rebbeinu Shalom Melchemes HaYetzer, V'Shoviso Shivyoi, Zok Techofetz Chaim, we know when a person does Tshuva, Zdoinois Nasim Zchuyos, if he does Tshuva Me'ava, the Gemara says, Zdoinois Nasim Zchuyos, so that's the Shevi, you get captives because your aveira turns into mitzvahs. When you minaseach the siyata d'shmaya, the melchemes hayeter, it's v'shavisa shivya. Now a person has to know when he's going through to melchemes hayeter, azoydi ba'a melchama. In the melchama, a person has to put himself kol kuli on the melchama. When you send a soldier to the melchama, if he's still holding by what's going on in his house and what's going on in Dorton and what's in Azamatsev and he's handling kol mini fashid in the zachin and he's not kol kuli 100% living in the melchama, then he's not going to be matzliach. The tachsisei ha-melchama is such that it requires that a person should be called kula living in the Melchama. The Chasam Sofer says, also, while there is this Mahalach, Ki Seitz La Melchama Al Ivecha, Melchemes HaYetzer, says the Yetzer Hara, when he starts up with a person, he doesn't right away come the first day and says, Lech Avid Avoy Dezor. Ki Yedua, the Mahalach of the Yetzer Hara is, Hayoyim Omer Le Asei Kach, Mocher Omer Le Asei Kach, Adcha Omer Le, it goes with small stages, little portions. Zok techasim soifer kemoikein, that has to be a person's melchomis hayetzer. A person has to make a kabbalah ketana, a person has to make a kabbalah, small things, but every day, moise v'hoylech. Oh, but not right away to jump to the top. No, it goes with shlavin, with stages, how a person starts. Kemoikein, azoyvi the yetzer hara starts off with us, melchomis hayetzer, piece by piece, till he conquers everything. Rahman al-Islam. Kemoikein, the avoid of the person is taka to be an azawifim. There's a moshul, when gezokt in the Vardika, there's a moshul on the Indian of a Kabbalah Ketana. If a person wants to go somewhere on a trip, and he's taking a train, he doesn't have enough money for a first class ticket. But he beholds this, his action to buy his first class ticket. He's only going to have enough time on the ticket to go a certain space. He'll end up getting off in the middle of the derech, in the midbar, in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of Shvat, in the middle of the trip. If you buy and he realizes and he takes the third class ticket, but he knows he's getting the full trip, it's going to last through the whole year, it's going to last through the whole trip, then it'll be much clearer. A person has to make a zakabola that's taka roi that's going to be oimidit. So one of you, my oyer, were holding in mitten elo, and everyone talks about making kabbalas. Aber Kabbalahs are not for Yom Kippur. Avada then. Aber the Avoida has to start, we're holding already an Elul, stick a rein in Elul already, to ready tracht a Kabbalah, and even if it's a small thing, but the small Kabbalahs makes the person steig. A person's makabal is going to say, Oz Yoshim mit Kavona. Oz Yoshim mit Kavona. His Yishtabach looks different also, his Brichas Krishma looks different, his Shmanesha looks different, it all spreads from them. But a person waits and he waits till Slichas, and then from Slichas he says, we'll wait till Rosh Hashanah, and then he waits for Seres Meitshuva. Then he says already, Shan Erev Yom Kippur, he's busy with Mitzvah Sayyim, Erev Yom Kippur is the Mitzvah Sayyim. Then Yom Kippur, he's pushing it off from Shachar to Musaf, till Ne'ilah, where then he's thinking about what he's going to break his fast with. And then it's a river decide. Is a person has to know to make the Kabbalahs, now. Ki seitze la melchama, the melchama sayetze, this form state, seitze is Rosh Tevis, titzayir tsuras avicha. There's a klal, it's brought down in a lot of places, that if a person, by Yosef HaTzadik you have it, if a person to be misgaber, when it's taka ready, the Yetzirah is already in the clause of the Yetzirah, person's mitzayir the tsura of avit. It's a shvula to be nimna from chet. So they say, ki teitze is Rosh Tevis, titzayir tsuras avit. Yeah, and you have Taka later. You have the story, the parasha, the Yifas Toyar, Ubach the Savia Yerach Yomim is Chodesh Elul. As I state in Zoyar, the Yerach Yomim is Taka the Chodesh Elul. That's the time to this garbage to the Melchemes Hayetzer. Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky took out of their hair from the parasha Yifas Toyar. He asked, the Torah was Matir. The Torah Yordel was like Daitish Al Adam. So it was matterit. What, this is a reform that Azoy, we know people aren't going to win, so let them drive the shul, but Azoy Rebbe, that's the Tzugang B'chlal. that we know that he's going to do it anyway. The Torah was matir. Das is the richtige hashkafa. So Rav Cheskel Abramsky says punfaket. State though that the one place where the Torah says this is soy, that by the Torah was mechadish a parsha of yifas Torah. Does up the Torah yard was like daita shalom b'shasa melchama, specifically on yifas Torah. Lelametcha. That any time else when a person's going to come to you with azah, farshid necheshboin, he says, kedai to be mavater and makel on this, because otherwise people aren't going to want to do it, let's cut corners over here, let's bend things over here. Pumfaker! In the parish of Nifas Torah state, that whatever these people are saying is wrong, it's nishta zoi, it's nishta zemes. One time, by the Nifas Torah, don't state, as to do azah shkofa, of Torah yard, was like daib shalom. Lila metra, that in kol Torah kul is nishta zoi. Kisiyena le'ish shtei noshim. There's a Chuvat Chasam Soifer as a Kasha. There's a famous Taz. The Taz says that Chazal, for an Isser Derabbanon, will not make an Isser Derabbanon when it's a Pasuk Mefurish in the Torah. When it's Mefurish in the Torah, that it's Mutter, Chazal won't make a Gzeira Derabbanon. They use it like Abi Mila, that's why we don't make a Gzeira Derabba by Mila B'Shabbos. There's other Tzutzim there, but Azai Soy. It's Mefurish in the Torah. When it's Mefurish in the Torah, you don't make an Isser. So the Chassam Sofer was Nishal in the Tshuva. We know Rabbeinu Gershom, Me'or HaGoyla, made a takona, a cherim, a takona, that a person shouldn't be nice, they beiz noshim. It's a mefurish pasuk. Kisiyena le'ish. Kisiyena le'ish, they noshim. As I frek, the Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer wants to say that maybe over here it's different. Rabbeinu Gershom was a cherim, there's a difference between a cherim and a takona de Rabbanon. And he makes a zelach and chalukin. Lamaita, the lashon of the pasuk is kisiyena l'shtei noshim achas ahuva v'achas snua. So the Achronim ask a kasha on this Chassam Sofer. Achas snua, Chazal say, means that she's snua b'nisuel, that he wasn't supposed to marry her. It was an iser. So we're anyways not talking about as a grace of tzaddik. He married two noshim. One was ahuva taka, but one was snua, meaning he was nichshal. So you're going to bring a raya from him that it's, whether it's mutter or also to marry two wives, anyways he's nichshal and he's marrying achas snua. Elamai, they say that, but there's a diak. It says one of them was snua, but the other one was ahuva. If there's an issa to marry both, so then beder, then it's snua. But I don't know, that's maybe only a diak. I don't know if on that applies the klal of the taz. The taz was when it's mefurish bakro. I don't know if you can make a cheshmer anymore that that's called mefurish bakro. It's interesting that the Gemara says that snua means that she's snua, you're not supposed to marry, but lamaita the kedushin was chal, kisiyena. And the Gemara says, what about Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva was ain kedushin toifsin b'chai be'lavin. So there's a whole shak matari till the Gemara comes out. It's b'ula l'koyin gadol, which is only an essay, and on there, t'vukta kaifis kedushin. Come to us, the Gemara is definitely on this pasuk, is talking about a koyin gadol. That's what comes out. You learn the shak matari of the Gemara. Kisiyena l'ish tein noshin. Achas ahuva v'achas snua. Retvegen a koyin gadol. Only by him is it possible. If you hold ain kedushin toifsin b'chai be'lavin, it's talking about Kohen Gadol. Interesting. The Rambam passes that Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry two wives. No, and the Pasuk Dor, Vaita, the same style Kasha, the Pasuk Dor read back in Kohen Gadol, and it says, Achas Ahu V'Achas Nu. Shtei Tol Amaita, by this parashah of the Achas Ahu V'Achas Nu, that the Bechor, V'Hoy HaBein HaBechor LaSniya. So, there's a famous Mahalik from the Gro. The Gro learns up that the Emes, Bechoyra is tali in the heroyoin, and he learns up into the cheshbon of the psukim. It says v'yovloi banim ahuva v'asnua. The lady of the ahuva gave birth first. He married one isha that was a snua. Afterwards, he married the ahuva, and he had the heroyoin from the snua was first. But v'yovloi banim ha'ahuva v'asnua. First, the ahuva gave birth. Nevertheless, v'hoya haben abchor l'asnia. Why? Ki hu reishis oinai. The Gro, the famous klal, it's negated, makes his point by Yaakov and Esav, based on this, that Bechor is tali in the Reishis Oinoi, not in the Leida. Over here, the Leida, the Ahuva was born first. The Ben Ha'ahuva was born first. Still, the Bechor is tali in the Sneer. And Achaponim, the state of the parashah from Bechor, Bechor is Noitel Pishnayim. The Gro says, and it's also brought down from the Arizal, this Mahalach, Bechor is the letters Beis Chof Reish. And interesting, it doesn't say Beis Chof Vav Reish. A lot of times, Bechor is with a Vav. Here it's just Beis Chof Reish. Beis, Chof, Reish are the three letters that are Pishnayim from the letter before them. Beis is twice the gematria of Aleph. Yud, Chof is twice the gematria of Yud. And Reish is twice the gematria of Kuf. A Bechor is Noitel pishnayim from what was mutal lefonav, and that's why ain habuchar noitel beroy kibamuchzik. Only what's mutal lefonav. Bechayer takes pishnayim on what's mutal lefonav, because what was mutal lefonav, the letters before bechayer is the yud, is the aleph yud kuf. That was bechayer is noitel pishnayim. Yeah, ben tzoyrer umoyre. The parashah from ben tzoyrer umoyre is a ma'aseh with the Satmar Rebbe, that someone once came to tell him tzioini, and he was saying that he's a more. He spoke in Hebrew. The Satmar Rebbe was not sinishtem given tzigepasta zelach esprach. So the person that said ani more, he said back efsher ben tzoyrer umoyre. And with the tzeltef emoyche that someone came to him, given zayir sharf, someone came to him and from the Altaheim that he had known, that came with his son and with his Enikel. The son was already a little bit more modern, namish mamish tezoi, gegangen wie kitarki avoysev, and the Enikel, as I gave the doiris, the Enikel was in ganzen modernish, lamazogin. So the Enikel came up and said, hi, my name is Michael. He said, efshe du bist, it's only in Yiddish case. Efshe du bist a Michael, aber dein Zeit ist given a groisse machmer. Ja, akoponim zu ben zoyer u moire. The Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin has a kasha. A ben soyer amoyer is nidden al shem soifoy. Soifoy she melastein et habriyos v'horgom. It's a big chiddush. He's nidden al shem soifoy. But derech klal, a person only gets the oynish basher husha. A ben soyer amoyer is a special parasha. Nidden al shem soifoy. Fred Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin. Lemais it says soifoy melastein et habriyos v'horgom. A reitzeach is chayiv sayif. A reitzeach is chayiv hereg. Not skila. Why are we giving the ben soyer amoyer skila? Voskila. Maximum, you're telling me he's nidden ashen soifoy melastim et abriyas. Voskila. So I saw Tunis Chayes, Rav Shulay says, one is be'etam, this ben soir amoyer, you think the only thing he's going to do is going to be ritzicha? He's going to be a machal Shabbos. Avoydazor, out me. Chay viskila oichet vetetan. No, if this that he's going to be a machal Shabbos, that's his own personal cheshbon. We're not going to kill him ashen soifoy. Al soifoy melastim et abriyas, it's part of tzarchi aradim. He's going to, it's dangerous. He's a menace to society, vizokman, yeah? So al that he's nidden Hashem soifay. So the nidden Hashem soifay is because of the soifay melastim es abriyas. But if you're already making the cheshbon of nidden Hashem soifay, so come to Hashem skila, he's going to be a machal Shabbos also. Now you can ask, what about sreipa? The machloek is tanoim. Skila is chamura or sreipa is chamura? Reb Shimon al sreipa chamura. If me'ach shayin the cheshbon, ich weiß, the sreipa is only mamish by a virus of a certain arayis. Maybe that's, he needs someone else to do it. It's ulai. A different nusach Rabbi Shua Leib says is that it's really going on with tzicha. Soifim alastim es abriyas. But he says a chiddush. He says be'emes, a mass murderer really should deserve more than saif. A ritzeich is b'saif. Someone mamish killed a lot of people. A grois v'machabel kumtem skila taka. Now for vos nisht, because after he killed the first person, he's chayiv misa. A chayiv misa is not going to be chayiv. You're not chayiv misa again. He's already a bar mavis. So it's not gemol the hechet timsa. The emes is the mass murderer should get skila. No, it's never gemol, because after he killed the first person, he's already a bar mavis and he's not mechui. Oh, but Ben Soyer or Moira, you're killing him Hashem Soifa, he didn't kill anyone yet. Give him the oinish from the mass murderer attack. Does come to him skila? Does come to him skila attack. Yeah. Now the Ben Soyer or Moira says, Einenu shoymea v'koil ovehu v'koil imoy. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if the father and mother are not shovim v'koil, he's not nasa Ben Soyer or Moira. One of the times they have to be shovim v'koil, which kipshutim is the same voice. You have to know how it's shaykh. Oh, but there's a pshat here, I sort of Chaim Kanievsky brings down. The father and mother have to be speaking the same voice. The father and mother have to be speaking the same derech, the same ashkofa. He has to be hearing the same message from both parents. If he's hearing a different message and getting mixed signals, then it's not a chesh, then it's not nasa ben soir, then it's expected that that's what's going to happen. Then it's not the parasha from ben soir umoir. The parasha ben soir umoir is when it was ovav imay dibru b'koy lechol. An apo pikein, that's the parasha ben soir umoir. If it was a matter that other v'imay like dibru b'koil echad, he's getting a zam message. They're sending him different messages in hashkofa, in chinuch, in what this is. Does the shenish the parsha in tzayir moira? There, it wasn't koigen. It was the chinuch wasn't koigen. A similar vort in a different nigin. The Kloizim Begareva said he was bringing out how parents shouldn't scream at their children. It's a similar. Rav Chaim Kanetsky was talking about giving different shitas on chinuch, but he said it's a melitza. He read the pesukim differently. B'neinu ze tzayir moira einenu. He's beseder. He's not a seder. Shemeya b'kol ovav v'imay. V'yisru oisay. But if you're going to give him klep, and you're going to punish when he doesn't deserve the punishment, then oz v'lo yishmalem. Then he's not going to listen to him anymore. You have to know. Wie zum Mechanik sein? Versteht ihr? Mit Hakat ein bisschen, mit ein bisschen wenn ihr und wenn nicht. Ja, aber. Now the Lashon of Rashi is that Soifoi, Yorda Toiro the Soif Daitoi, Soif Shemachal the Moment of, if he's going to lose the money, Umevakesh Limudoi, the Eni Moiti, what does it mean, Mevakesh Limudoi? Limudoi means in Rashi, what he's used to. Limudoi is his regulus, his limud, what he's rovot, have a lot of money, he's going to run out of money, Umevakesh Limudoi, he's going to be looking for his limud, the stuff that he's used to, and he's going to go, Melastim Sabrius, and Harvim. The Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin brings the same idea, but the Lashon over there is a drop different. Soifai Yosef Rosh's Brach and Malatim Sabrias, Visoifai Lashakech es Talmudai. So the Pnei Moshe just says, same idea, Lashakech es Talmudai, he'll run out of his Limudai, Talmudai, again, it means what he's used to. But Ulai, a different shot in the Yerushalmi, Soifai Lashakech es Talmudai, he's going to forget his learning, his Gemara and Seirah. We have to realize, and look at the Seder Advarim, what's saying here. He's already a Ben Soirah. Osid legamer nichtiyav. He's going to use up all the money. V'yoyshev v'prashes drachim. Mekabech es abrius. V'hoyrig es anafoshes. And then even worse. V'soifay l'shakech es talmudei. That's like after in the Seder Advarim. Because hamoyer shebo machziri l'mutas. Be'etzem, I b'amen shotere hamoyer shebo machziri l'mutas. So the Seder Advarim here is parashes drachim, mekabech es abrius, horgon. And then even worse. And now he's really lost. Meshakech es talmudei. If I get done learning. If I get done learning, then he's in Gans, and then he's over. So under Rav Shach, Rashi Klor by us is Mavakesh Limudoi. L'chora means like the Pnei Moshe learned it, but the Loshon of the Yerushalmi Soifai L'Shakech is Talmudoi. Gitzach to learn it on under Rav Shach. He's gonna after everything, but he's gonna also forget his learning. Then he's in trouble. The Kli Chemda also stows on this Loshon of the Yerushalmi Soifai M'Shakech es Talmudoi, but he says a different shot. He says the Ben Soir Umayre. Sacha called, he didn't do anything yet. We know Nidin Hashem Soifai, but the Emes he already did Gezel. No, on Gezel, Kump Nisht an Einish of Mavis. So why is he deserving an Einish of Mavis? A Ben Noyach is deserving of Einish Mavis on Gezel. So Akoponim was saying, Soifai Meshakech Talmudoi, Ois Yid, then we treat him like a Ben Noyach. Then he's going to do the punishment. So it's Avad, he's getting killed because Melastim is a Briz, but we're treating him like the Goy, Vavos, Soifai Meshakech Talmudoi, then he's going to get the din of a Ben Noyach. Bedoymel is an interesting chiddush to kapshat. Bedoymel is that he says in Parshas Irani Dachas, so under a Sugin Gansen, when Irani Dachas is dinam besayif, he also wants to tight you up. The pshat is a regular avodah zorah is beskila. Punked by Irani Dachas, it's besayif all of a sudden. Because when the Gansen shtot is given Irani Dachas, we treat them like benoyach already. Then dinam besayif, we treat them like benoyach. Uviarto romi kirvecha. The Chol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro. So there's a vart. If a person wants that people should listen to him, he wants to be mashpi on other people, you have to know that the Seder Advarim Taka is Keshoit Atzmacha Tchilo V'Acharka Keshoit Acher Uvi'ar Toharom Mikirbecha. First, work on yourself, take out the Ra from yourself, then Taka you'll be able to be mashpi on others. V'Chol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro. Over a preliminary stage to that is Uvi'ar Toharom Mikirbecha. State of vitamin in the parasha. The chiyeh be'ish chet mishpat moves v'humos v'solisa oisoy al eitz. The Arizal, when he said a hespid on Rav Moshe Kor Devorah, the Toimer Devorah, Rav Moshe Kor Devorah, the Arizal said on him a hespid, he held that Rav Moshe Kor Devorah was be'emes meis b'loy chet. Now we know afal pikin, if a person is a tzadik v'oretz asher yaseh toy v'lo yechta b'chol zeis is oynish moves from the chait of Eitz Hadas. So he said on him by the head, but he said on him this pasuk. V'chiyia v'ish chait mishpat moves. Chait, he wants to say, means the chait is a lotion of missing. A person is chata, something that he doesn't have. If a person is chait mishpat moves, if you have a person who you don't understand why he's mishpat moves, you don't, he's missing a siva for mishpat moves, because that's him, he didn't do chait. V'humas an afal pikeni dies. V'talisa oisai al eitz. You have to be told that in the chait Eitz Hadas. That's what he wanted to say on the Toimer Devorah. Who I think it was Take. Am I mistaken? I think the art is. I think it was Parshas Ki Tzeitzeh. I'm not sure. Maybe I have to check the date. I think it was Taka. Yeah, Vine then. Yeah, you have it. The Parsha of Hashavat Aveid. That's a ganze perik Elu Metzias. Over Ein Prat. There's a famous kasha from the Pnei Yeshua in Ksuvis Daf Yud Beis. When a person comes for Hashavas Aveda, he has to give a simin, and then the Moitzi Aveda returns it to him. But if he doesn't give a simin, then not. Frek the Pnei Yeshua, Bori v'shema, bori odif. Same as kasha in Ksubis, by the sugis from bori v'shema, but it's a shovet aveda dik kasha. Bori v'shema, bori odif. The mechapis aveda is bori. He's saying klor he lost a zan as a chayfetz without giving a simon. The moiti aveda taka doesn't know he's a shema. Favos zokmin is bori v'shema, bori odif. Pnei Yeshua has come in mahalchim. Either that there's a roiv connected to bori v'shema, there's the roiv of the oilam, right? Who says it's this person's? Maybe there's anyone else in the world that it could be theirs also. Bori v'shema v'makam roiv. There's a teretz from Rav Chaim that Hashavas Aveda is a gzeres hakosav ad droish ochicha ad droish. That says in Susan, because we in Katzor on this prat, but there's a sach bori v'shema v'ketrutzim in the Pnei Yeshua there, and ksubas taka the oilam handles various ksubas v'ke bori v'shema v'ketidorim. It's a bori garu and a shema toiv and all kind of chesboinus. Aber Rav Chaim is saying in Eilam Tzias v'keteretz taka it's bori v'shema. Faker, he's arguing on all the other teretz. Taket ois kahan and bori v'shem. Not as exeris hakos of ad zroi shechicha. And lefi zeh zochinu to a chiddush. We know by a Talmud Chochem, tzur b'mei rabbonon, you return without a simen. And I'll read in the, what's the gedder by tzur b'mei rabbonon. Like this Rav Chaim, it's mamash ha-mapeich in the sugya. Punk fakert. By tzur b'mei rabbonon, we don't have the din of ad zroi. If there's no din of ad zroi, chazdarno that taket the gedor, it's going to be shuuz gerai. Bori v'shem and bori yodis. It's a new derer in the gedder of tzur b'mei rabbonon, matzor b'li simen. You manage to believe him because Taka Chazarnu to the original Anocha. That Be'emeth is a Bori V'Shema, is Be'etham a Bori V'Shema, Bori Odis, in between the Moitzi Aveda and the Ma'abit. You have the Parash of Shiluach HaKein, and Umazeh Chazal compared it to, they compared Kibbet Av, the famous Gemara. Kibbet Av, the Gemara says, is a mitzvah Chamura. Shiluach HaKein is a mitzvah Kala. What's the Bira Inyan that Shiluach HaKein is a mitzvah kala, Kibbet Av is a mitzvah chamura? So the Chiddush Arim said, Kibbet Av needs a lot of tircha. You have to prepare, and it's a lot of tircha, and a lot of, you have to lig around in a lot. Shiluach HaKein, the Gemara says, Prat l'mezumen. Shiluach HaKein doesn't apply when it's mezumen. If you prepared it in advance, that's not the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein. The whole mitzvah is ki yikari l'cha. It happens b'hizdamnut. It happens grad without the preparation. Fakir, if it's mezuman, if you prepared it, then not. That's a mitzvah kala. A mitzvah chamur is a mitzvah that requires hachana and preparation and machshava as a angelic. That's a mitzvah chamur. Shiluach HaKein kol kuloi is prat l'mezumen. Shiluach HaKein is not when it's mezumen. When it happens by itself. When it happens by itself. Prat l'mezumen. Hernot Tzad, Amaitele, that Rebbe in Cheder was telling the Kindelach, what's the message from Shiluach HaKein? Avad, this grace in Yonim, and Avad, of Epsa. What's the Inyan that he said? He said, you want to take the mother and the birth? A person has to know. Chav nisht alf. They say, Avad is not the Parshat of Shad, it's Drush, yeah? Chav nisht alf. There's the mother and the baby, take just that. Zayin is nechad, nem nisht alf. So one of the kinder like asked, he says, I'm walking in the street and I see a $10 bill and a $100 bill. So I should just take the $10 bill and leave the $100 bill there for an under it. So he says, no, problem is zooming. It's Redish Begin is zooming. It's Redish Begin. Yeah. You have the sugi of Micah. There's a Shailand Achroinim. There's a din of asiya by Micah. What's the gedorim legabi tasa v'loy min ha'osu? What would be a dogma of tasa v'loy min ha'osu by a Micah? Tasa v'loy min ha'osu, let's say you made a Micah on a bias that wasn't dalar amas al dalar amas. Because the shear of bias, the Gemara says in Sukkot of Gimel, the shear is dalar amas al dalar amas. What if the bias was not dalar amas al dalar amas? So it's not mechoyiv in Micah. And you made a Micah anyways. Afterwards you were marchiv the bias. You made the bias, you carved out more. You made the bias larger. Now it's Nisbar, it was Chayiv and Micah. But Peshasti Asi, it wasn't. If there's a psul of Tasav Olam and Asi, if it would require you to do it again. So there's the whole Masumatna of the Achroinim. After one Akuda, we know that by Micah, besides the mitzvah's essay of Micah, there's a lav. V'loi sosim domim b'veisecha. Chvesnish, but ulai, v'bal l'choyre, even by a pochas midal al dalet, even though there's no essay of Micah, but avada there was the tzoyrich of the shmira of the Micah, l'gabei, the v'loi sosim domim b'veisecha. Yesh wadn, if that would take away from the header of Tasa Lamanosi. Again, you have to bechlal know this Gedarim. Yeah, it says Tasa. any the dinasia. Over yesh lognif over here, it's not the pshat that when it was pachas megimel al gimel, there was no asiyah of Micah bechlal yet. There was already an asiyah of Micah. Yeah, the Ben Ish Chai says the gematria on Micah. He siv nebayis chodesh v'sitza Micah legagecha. He yipal hanoifel. He says bayis is 412. And if you make a Micah gagecha, is 241. You take the weight of Micah gagecha from the bayis, then you're left with the gematria of hanoifel, 171. If you take away the Micah gagecha from the bayis, what you're left with is hanoifel. Yeah, paraparoids. There's a parish of Nairamai Rosso, and there's a lot of Kriuk Siv. The ganze parish from the Oinus of Nairamai Rosso, the whole Seder Advorin, Perkov Beis, there's a lot of times it says Naro, but it's without a hay. The Kri is Naro with the hay, but the Ksiv is without a hay. So there's a verse from the Goin. What's the type Naro without a hay? He says, hay is always the letter that's Mechaber Isha Labayla. We spoke about it other times. Hey is the letter that's mechabel isha labayla. When you have a hey, that's what's the chibur from the isha labayla. All the imo, we spoke about this once, that all the imois had a hey. Rochel was akara. She didn't have a hey. Okar hey. But she gave Bilha with two heys. Ula ibane onoichi mimena. She was hoping through Bilha with two heys, she should also have a koyach. But upon him, the isha's koyach comes from the hey. If the baal is a chacham, she's a chachoma. If he's an oshir, she's an ashira. If he's a chosid, he's a chasido. The hay is the chibur of the isha to the ish. Now, in the parsha over here by the nara, she's going to become osur labayla. So it's without a hay. So that's why over here it's keseda without the hay. Now, the achrayim have a kasha. There's one place that says, "If what if it was an oinus?" So there it says, "V'la nara leisasa dovar, ein la nara chet mavis." And over there it says it without a hay. So frek devel, over there it should be nara with hay. Over there she was an oinus. By Eishes Yisrael, so Ein Lanara Chet Mavis, it's going to become back Mother Labayla. It should be with a hay. So there's a Moira de Gazach. You look in Targum Yoinison on the Pasuk. Lanara Leisasa Dover because it was an Oinus. He says Ula Almasa Leisavda Midam Dame Ketol. You don't kill her. Elan Gavri Yipater Aminei Beget. But the husband should give a get. Why? It was Oinus. So there's a big Torah in the Chayin of Chanan Shlevit talks about it. The handling Subis. It's talking about it was Oinus for Rotsim Biyachad. There's a case of Oinus for Rotsim Biyachad. I'm not going into all the Gedorim of it now. Oh, but it's a madrega that it's not enough for the hilchus chiyuv misa. She has a ptur oinus. Oh, but the ma'isa of the isul baila, there's a din of mo'al or mal the baila, and it's awesome. And as even for one of the targum yoinus, that even though it says lanara leisasa dover, oh, but homias, she has to give a get. Homias, she has to give a get. That's why it's takanaira without a hay, because she's talking going to be isul baila. Take weiter. Ki Hashem alekechem et halif bekerach machanecha la'atzilcha v'lofes oivecha lefanecha. In Sfarim state that over here there's a Rosh HaTevis of Elul. La'atzilcha v'lofes oivecha lefanecha. Why machanecha kodesh? That is Rosh HaTevis Elul. That Mitzvah was listening to them. Rosh HaTevis Elul. There's also Rosh HaTevis of Elul. V'alikim ina liyodi v'samti l'chamokan. V'alikim ina liyodi v'samti. That's an ir miklat. A person has to realize that Elul is an ir miklat. Elul is takin ir miklat. The option to do tshuva is takin ir miklat. And with that vissen, that if a person taka uses his Elul, they say, Rav Aaron Kotler writes in Mishnah Sa'at, Rav Aaron, by Dovin HaMelech, by Yichasu b'abgodim v'lo yicham loy. It says, why v'lo yicham loy? Chazal say, because he was Kireya, the knaf of the Beged of Shaul, and therefore, what's the pshat? It's not an oinish, it's a metzias. He shepherd with Beged. Beged is the koyach lechamim, the guf ha'odom, and he shepherd with that metzias. He was mezalzel in that metzias. He was Kireya, the knaf of the Beged of Shaul. So afterwards, it didn't help. Years later, vayechasu b'avgodim, v'lo yichamot. Eret could shepherd mit ha'beged, eret could mezalzel given in the koyach of the Beged. Beged is not going to work for him. So Rav Aaron Kotler on Elul. Elul is a metzias. Avada because of the Arboim Yoim, the Chulei, over it's a Mitzis. If you nutzeis the mitzvahs, the ir mikvah the mitzvahs, you nutzeis the right way. If you use the el right, then it's Rosh Hatevis. Ohav l'mal v'nechmad l'mato. It's also Rosh Hatevis el. But if not, oy loy v'avoy l'nafshot. Oichet Rosh Hatevis el. El can take it both ways. Or if the pshat is, he says, Shar Falashim, he says, v'dover z'negeil, he's talking in the beginning of el, v'dover z'negeil li'yomim ha'boyim, u'mishonim ha'boyim. The person is not, shonim ha'boyim, the person shepherd, doesn't treat the el with the right respect, what it's supposed to do for you. It's not Shvat now, it's el. I got your Azoidavi Elul. Over Elul is Elul. Bishwal Salanta said. To not treat the Elul like an Elul, it could shepherd what Elul could do for you afterwards. It could be below Yichamoy Chas Vashol. The person has to know how to use the Elul. So, Tibbe, the Heinz, the Elul is not so margish. They held that it's the Yorzeit from Elul. The Chroin El Avrocha. I'm old. Given El. It's the Yor side. We're going through the year. Now is the Yor side from El. It's not the Yor side from El. It's El. It's El. And this is the Yor side from El. You have enough Torah. How should you say it? V'rega koten azavtich uv'rachamim gedoy l'makabtzich. Gevaldik is their hair. I'm holding an Elul, I'm also holding a Golus still. V'rega koten azavtich. The Pasuk Novi is calling the Golus that we're in, this shvera tunkel of Golus that we're in already for kamat 2,000 years, with the Holocaust, with the Churbanis, with all the tzoros, the Gangen and Gans Klal Yisrael. And it's called Rega Kotten. Rega Kotten, 1 minute, a kleine minute. Gewalt, azoifil sevel, azoifil tzor, azoifil agmas nefesh, azoifil tferle chazachen that happened. I don't understand what this means. People can't understand what this means. A bar enosh can't understand. They're clapping the rabbinish loyalim, that's called Rega Kotten. We have no musig what that means. We're living in a door, Baruch Hashem, was gebenched. So mazoichadai, but there was tzoris, with the sofil tzoris. And it's all Rega Kotten. It's l'maylo mehasog aseinu mamish, but one akuda state after the rega katan azavtich berachamim gdoilim akavtich ich verstehe in dem neichnisht. Aber if the Rebbeinu Shlom calls the ganze shvera orach dike tunkel agolus a rega katan, stelt sich vor was das wird meinen, was wird sein in the geula berachamim gdoilim akavtich wird sein der rachamim gdoilim l'umas, what the Rebbeinu Shlom calls all the tzores of everyone, the ganze klai from the goals a rega katan l'umas zez oimid Ayin loy rosa v'rachamim gedoy l'makavtzich. You're still in the shiva din achemta. That's the gedenke das oichet in Midnel, but we're holding the shiva din achemta. It's a rega katan azavtich, but we can be zoichet to rachamim gedoy l'makavtzich. There's another nekuda oichet in the Aftoira. The pasuk says, ki mei noyach zoi sli asher nishvatin yavor mei noyach. That the Eibus is saying the same way I promised by Noyach that he made a shvua that he's not going to be bringing a marble anymore. And over there, the Gemara says in Shavuot, because the Eivishter by the Mabel said twice, Loi. And the Gemara learns that a Shavuot, if you say Loi, Loi, twice, that's a Shavuot. Similarly also, he's going to not leave us in the Golos. That's also, there's a Pasuk in the Chukai side. Loi ma'astim, v'loi ga'altim. It's also two Lois. Azoydi by Noyach, there was two Lois. Azoydi by Noyach, there was two Lois. And that's the din of a Shavuot, that the Eivishter was Nishba, that he's not going to bring a Mabel again. Kei Nishbati mitzoy v'layichu migrabach. Where is that? In the Chukai side, that he made a shvu also of loy ma'asnim v'loy ga'altim. That also a double loy. The same shvu by Noach, that over there, that's the Makor and Chazal, that loy loy is a lashon of shvu, lav lav is a shvu, k'moikin over here. But the Rav Tzadik takes that from this pasuk, and under a k'nech, the pasuk continues, ki ahorem yamushu v'advois temutenu, v'chasti me'iteich v'yomushu v'rish loy me'lay somet, omer merachem eich Hashem. It says, by Noach, v'emes, but why dafka we toil with a Noach? So then, the Gemara shvu is l'chayr, the pshat is, because in Masechta Shavuah is the makar of lav lav a Shavuah that it's not going to happen again. It's by there by Mabel that Hashem said twice over there loy avi oy Mabel, and the devils then we're learning out loy ma'asim loy megalim. Oh, but what type of punkt was spelling on Noach? By the door of Noach be'emes, it was a door that was kol kulei not roy. Be'emes they weren't roy. Noach wasn't able to imatz the whole door. It was kulei that the Eibushter was misoyer milamal. It wasn't that it was mitzad dasi of dimension. And the Eibushter was saying, Azoy vidorn by Noach, b'chol zois, there was a nishma that he's going to be matzil. Over here also, ki haharim yamushu. The pasuk says, medaling al haharim akavit alak voice. Haharim, haharim is the ovis, and gvois is the imois. As I state in Sfarim. So ki haharim yamushu. Even if the schus ovis is not anymore, vehagvois the mutenu. Even a high madrigal, the schus imois is not there. Still, the Eibush is promising. As I by noyach, and at a connect, noyach is far the ovis, right? There's noyach and then there's the ovis. As I by noyach, noyach dor is far the ovis and the imois. That's the seder at Dvorim, the brias ha'olam is given first. Adam noyach and then the ovis. As I by noyach was given far the darbis and ovis and imois. The Eibush the becholdis was nishba. So even if in a zad dor that it's going to be a horem yamushu, no Thomas was ovis, we had voice to mutenu, so imois. Still, v'chasim itech la yomashu v'sholim le'somet omer merachem echashem. So I'm zoyche zayin.